Time for that staycation setup, kids. This is the part of the show where you're going to grow up. You're going to learn about the birds.
or it's something positive.
It could be.
Could be.
When's the last time we had someone didn't cheat? Seriously,
it's been a while.
Wow. Teach you to not tattletale is what this is about. Yeah.
Desi, you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Desi. Welcome to the show. It's time for the staycation setup. Obviously, you're calling in because you suspect your person is cheating on you. Now, per the email, it says that you think your man is cheating with his best friend's sister.
Ooh.
I've been talking to Andre for about a year now. So, I mean, I hope it's not true. Maybe I'm just crazy. But at this point, we know each other's friends. We know each other's family. And a couple of weeks ago, his best friend was having like this big welcome home party for his sister, Jamie. She was like lived on the East Coast for the past 5 years for work. And she was like finally coming back. So I volunteered to help set up the party because Andre, you know, he had been talking so highly of her, how smart and kind and funny she is. And I thought it would be a good idea to go help set up. And as I was helping with another one of Andre's friends, he like jokingly said that Andre used to have a crush on Jamie.
Okay.
Jeez.
So like when I first heard that, I just like nervously laughed it off. But I have to admit, it bothered me a little bit.
Right. Did you hope when she was welcome home, you saw her and like, oh, good, she's not that good looking. Were you hoping she was ugly?
I gotta say, I was hoping that.
It's human.
Yeah. No, she was hot.
God, because now I know this, you're putting together a welcome home party for a side chick. This just sucks.
Yeah.
Obviously, if they were crushing on each other back in the days or had a little crush, why do you think that he's actually cheating with his best friend's sister at this point?
Well, when the party like started, there was just instant chemistry between them. They were just so excited to see each other. She like ran up to him and jumped into his arms. It was very strange. I was introduced to her, but I feel like it didn't even really matter that I was there.
Yeah, rewind this, rewind this. So she comes in. Does she jump on your boyfriend like in his arms like a sister? Because I've seen brothers and sisters do that. They haven't seen each other a long time.
Yeah, but
did she straddle him?
Oh,
I don't know. She was just so like, hey, hi, how are you? It was just very bubbly and bouncy. It was like a little bit more than a sister.
All right. So your spidey senses are tingling right now that something else is going on. Do you think it's one-sided?
You know, obviously I'm hoping for the best, wishing it's a one-sided thing. But I feel like I kind of spied on them a little bit throughout the night. And I felt like they were being flirty multiple times when they were like alone and like trying to find places where they could just be to themselves. Since they've known each other forever, I didn't want to seem jealous or like a crazy type. So I just asked Andre straight up if he had ever had feelings for her because of what his friend had said. He denied it, but ever since she's been back, they've been hanging out constantly. And when I do get invited, it's like I'm not even there. She doesn't really acknowledge me.
I don't like that.
So I think we've heard enough. Let's get to it because I'm really interested. I'm hoping that it's just a schoolgirl crush, that she had a crush on her brother's best friend kind of situation. But we'll find out. Sienna is going to call your man Andre up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, and hopefully says your name, Des, instead of this girl, Jamie.
Okay, I hope.
Can't wait to see what this note says.
I mean, know.
The note be saying anything. When you ask, like, what do you want to put on the note?
Yeah, it's a big indicator. So make sure your ears are perked, girl, on that part. Okay?
That's going to be a big part. I'm not looking forward to that. But hopefully he chooses me.
Here we go.
All right. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello. May I speak to Andre?
This is? Who's this?
Hey, Andre, my name is Selena, actually calling with the Aurora Hotel, and I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
No, I'm not interested.
Well, before you hang up, I want to let you know that we're going to put you and a guest in our brand new penthouse suite along with this honeymoon package, so I don't want you to hang up and miss out on the offer because it will go to the next person.
This is like a scam or something? What's the catch?
So we're actually new to the North Scottsdale area, and we thought the best way to get our name out there since we are new is to get people from Google and Yelp reviews to get their honest opinion of their stay here with us.
And there's no cost at all?
No, it is completely free. The only cost would be that review. That's required. Yep.
All right, I guess. Yeah, it's fine. What do I have to do?
All right, well, congratulations, Andre. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what the note's going to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
I guess you can do, I guess, like a sweet note.
Oh, okay. Changing it up a bit. I like it.
Have it say, you don't know how long I've waited for this to actually happen.
Oh, okay. That is really sweet, and I'm sure your guest is going to love it.
Hopefully. It's been a long time coming, so.
Oh, well, I'm hopeful for you, too, and we're really excited to host you guys. So now that I have that written down, I just have one more question. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Jamie.
Are you kidding me? Does your best friend know that you're his sister?
Oh, Lord.
Damn.
Hey, Dre.
Hello?
Andre, listen, man. Morning Mess here. We do have to give you a heads up. You're live on the radio with our show and your girl, Dez.
Oh,
Desi has been listening to this whole conversation, so you have some splaining to do.
Why the f*** waste my time and make me look like a f***ing idiot in front of everyone? You've known this girl forever, so you know your feelings, so why not just be with her? I mean, I don't even understand why I'm in the picture at this point. Hello? Can you say something, please? Oh, my God. This is done. There is no going back. After all, I know all of this, but the least you could do is explain yourself or even f***ing apologize.
Why the hell would you put my business out here like this? No one even knows about this.
So your best friend doesn't know that you're f***ing his sister. You should have thought about this before cheating on me. I don't give a f***.
This is just all kinds of ways of f***ing, though.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's really, really bad. When your boy finds out that you're doing things with his sister and you're in a relationship, so he's going to have to find out not only his best friend's messing with his sister, because some guys might be like, awesome, my best friend and my sister might get married one day. He has to find out that his sister's a side chick.
Yeah.
And proud one, because she knows that you're in a relationship.
He already knows.
He knows what?
My buddy, he knows. That I'm kind of with his sister.
He pimps out his sister to you?
What the hell's going on
What
here?
The hell is... What's going on? Name the city.
All right. Okay, I'm glad he knows, and he hasn't told me either. You know, you're telling me that this whole thing is f***ed up when you're the one who caused it. It would have sucked, but if you would have just told me you wanted to be with someone else, I would have 100% rather had that. You are a grown ass man, and you knew what you were doing, so I don't feel bad.
Whatever.
Whatever. Yeah.
All right. Well, Andre, you there?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Wow.
Wow.
Dez, I just don't think that he really cared at all. And if his boy doesn't care that his sister's a side chick, this is the definition you are who you hang out with.
Yeah, that's very obvious. I'm, thanks for helping me out, guys. I am done with Andre. I am never going to talk to him again.
Yeah, clearly there's some plotting going on before she moved back, because how did they, you know, reconnect that easily?
Right.
Well, I'm sorry this happened to you. I have free counseling. That's, I mean, really the best I can offer right now if you'd like to take it.
I'm all good on that. Thank you. Yeah, I don't see a future with him, but okay. Thank you guys.
I mean, you can take it solo, or you can just take some, I don't know, tequila to the head and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm going to go the tequila route this time.
Okay. To the head. Remember
to the
that.
Head.
Right, remember.
Yeah. To the head. Ain't no sipping here. Ain't no training wheels here.
No.
Wow, you sound relieved almost.
I think I dodged a bullet with that.
Dodged a grenade with that one.
Would you catch a grenade for her? Would you Bruno Mars it?
For, yes. Yeah. For you, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, hon. Well, thank you in trusting us. The Morning Mess.
LLC.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, guys. You saved my ass.
Well, speaking of. Go get some. All right.
For real.
Have a good one. Keep us posted, okay?
You'll be good.